And now we cross to the plains of Abraham for complete coverage of today's battle. Hi there, battle fans. Welcome to ABC's Wide World of Wars. Last week, we brought you in living color the Battle of Trafalgar. This week, from the beautifully prepared Plains of Abraham, we're about to see another all-time war classic, the English versus the French. The winner to receive Canada and the World Championship. The French, in their dazzling white and blue uniforms, are already out in the field, rather plains, and it seems to me at this time that they're facing the wrong direction. I haven't spoken to Coach and General Montcalm as yet, but we must suppose he knows what he's doing. The British team have yet to put in an appearance here today, but I was talking to Coach and General Wolfe earlier, and he assured me that he had a few strategic moves up his red-coated sleeve to surprise the French. There goes the first shot of this battle, and it looks like it was fired by a Frenchman. Yes, it was. He shot his own left toe off. No score. Just listen to that crowd, folks, as the British enter the field, taking the offensive straight away before this very partisan French crowd. They've gotten in behind the French by climbing up the cliffs. This is the same technique that worked so well against the Indians in last year's Uprising Bowl, seen right here on ABC in color. Now the British are moving forward. The French left flank is wide open. And look at that British cavalry go. A gain of about 40 yards on the play. Yes, there's no doubt, folks, that Wolfe's idea of trading his Dutch mercenaries for Prussian cavalry has really paid off handsomely here today, as it did in the Army-Navy game at Waterloo for Wellington. 6 points for the British now, but the French are coming back stronger. Montcalm has brought up his big guns, and the French have a first down near the halfway line. First down for the French. A redcoat has bitten the dust. He's being helped from the field now, and what a colorful sight he is. The French are pushing their advantage, gaining ground now. Just a word about the halftime show here today. As a timeout is called by the British who wish to regroup, we have another fine halftime show, folks. The Quebec City Drum Majorettes will be here to entertain us. We all remember them from the Huron Uprising and the Iroquois Massacres seen over this network last season. Wolf has done it again, battle fans. The big red offense is driven deep into French territory, and they have only inches to go for that big first down. Hold it. Hold it. They're taking a measurement. And there it is, 6 feet, 3.5. Another French dragoon bites the dust. Now that second down, 30,000 horsemen to go. That was the gun for halftime, and it killed the line judge. We're going to switch over now to the respective dressing areas and field hospitals for comments from both sides here today at the beautiful Plains of Abraham. First, let's go down to the Red Coat Strategy Headquarters and commentator Pierre Lamont.
Merci, Kurt. This is Pierre Lamont. I am being held prisoner here by the British Army. Tell me, Sergeant, how are things out there?
Well, they're putting up a good fight, but we've got them licked, I think. I don't think the French have the power they used to have when I was fighting for them.
Then you are a mercenary.
All my life.
What squad did you transfer from?
The best.
You mean...
Right, Notre Dame.
Right now, folks, we cross back to the French side and Henry Smugridge. Hank?
This is Henry Smugridge being held prisoner by the French. How's the battle going for you, Private?
We are surprised at the beginning, no? And now we have to bring our strong front line forward, Jean Beliveau, Henri Richard, and Jean Ferguson.
Isn't he British, though? I mean, the name sounds British.
So that's where they've been getting their information, lo.
And now this is Henry Smugridge, back to Kurt.
Thanks, Hank. And as the war continues, we see that the French are giving ground gradually. The British are pressing their advantage. Here's a defender being taken off right now, sir. What happened out there?
There were cannons to the left of me, cannons to the right of me. Into the Valley of Death rode the 399.
Shouldn't that be 400?
No, Private Monet forgot his horse.
Folks, there's a white flag on the play. A timeout has been called in the war. It's a truce. Let's go down to Henry Smugridge once again, Hank.
Thanks, Kurt. I'm lying here on this stretcher, critically wounded, talking to a Swiss mercenary. I want to know what the flag on the play was for.
The French had too many soldiers on the field, Dummkopf!
Well, that seems to have been cleared up now. And owing to extreme loss of blood, I'll pass you back to Kurt.
Thanks, Hank, for a job well done. You know, folks, Hank always manages to leave just a little bit of himself at each of these wars, and we all know that he's got a keen wars, and we all know that he's got a keen eye for his story. Pity about the other one. Well, looks like the game is nearly over for the French here today. The British squad's offense is just too strong for him. It's a red coat here, red coat there, here a red, there a red, everywhere a red coat. There goes the British infantry into the end zone, and it's victory! This is ABC's Wide World of Wars, coming to you live and direct from the beautiful Plains of Abraham, just outside picturesque Quebec City, Canada. Right, folks, this marks the first time that the French have been defeated on their home ground before a home crowd. And I think we can all agree that it's a defeat the French won't forget in a hurry. Right now, let's take time out for this word.
The soldiers in today's war are using the new ouchless band-aids. Here is a demonstration. This soldier here is using an ordinary band-aid. And this soldier here is using a new ouchless band-aid. Now, I will tear off this band-aid.
Ouch!
And now, the ouchless one. Ouch!
Here, you went and set my bayonet.
Well, that ain't ouchless.
Right, right. Stay tuned to the station right now as we take you to the poison dart-blowing championships being held in the Amazon jungle. As you'll remember, folks, the U.S. entry was disqualified when instead of blowing, he inhaled. Next week, right here on this same station, a repeat of that Blue Water classic, Battle of the Nile with Lord Nelson. And now this is Kurt Howdy saying, as the French do, au revoir. Speaking for the late Henry Smugridge and the late Pierre Lamont, as well as all the many ABC technicians wounded in today's action. Good luck, good wars, and so long. It's been a pleasure.